Pinellas Congressman David Jolly announced he's running for the U.S. Senate, vying to succeed Marco Rubio. So that means he's now in the sights of the fact-checkers at PolitiFact Florida. WUSF Steve Newborn speaks with PolitiFact's Amy Holyfield about some of Jolly's claims to be a true conservative.
2 years ago, you'd be hard-pressed to know who David Jolly was unless you were really plugged into political circles. He was the general counsel for C.W. Bill Young, the dean of the House of Representatives. But Jolly rocketed into the political psyche when he won a special election against all odds after Young died in office. In what some consider a shocker, he then easily defeated Alex Sink, the former state chief financial officer, in the special election. Now, barely a year later, he's aiming for the U.S. Senate, vying to replace Marco Rubio.
What I believe we've demonstrated in Pinellas County is that a Republican, a conservative, can serve with a vision of governance that is responsible and responsive to everybody.
Now, he's run as a conservative, but says he's governed as a moderate. To answer that question, we're talking with Amy Holyfield of PolitiFact Florida. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
Well, let's look at the record first on statements he made about Social Security. Jolly said several times on the campaign trail that the U.S. Supreme Court found that Social Security is not guaranteed. He often pegged that statement to how it was up to elected officials to protect their constituents' benefits. Amy, is that true?
We rated this true. It's actually tied to a 1960 Supreme Court case, Fleming versus Nestor, and indeed said that citizens don't have a right to Social Security benefits, no matter how long they've paid into the system, which I think most regular people would be surprised to hear, given how much that's a part of our paychecks. But Congress can change the rules however they see fit, as long as they follow due process.
Oh boy, that sounds like it could be really dangerous for the rest of us, right?
It does sound like, yeah, there's options out there, and that's part of the conversation that happens in Congress regularly.
All right, let's talk about his statements on illegal immigration. He spoke out on an executive action President Obama did to delay deportations for some undocumented immigrants, saying that a federal judge had called the action unconstitutional. So is that true?
We rated this mostly true. The case was actually, it was a federal judge in Texas who said that the government was acting outside its authority by issuing this order. They said it was basically a procedural misstep. They weren't commenting on the action's constitutionality. Now, there was a separate federal judge in Pennsylvania who did call it unconstitutional. That was an opinion in a ruling. But basically, we needed to clarify Jolly's statement to give it a little more context. So we rated it mostly true.
All right. And before he was elected to Congress, Jolly was a lobbyist. This came up during last year's campaign when there was talk that he lobbied on behalf of oil drilling interests. Jolly said, "I have never lobbied for offshore oil drilling." So let's drill down on that one, Amy. Is that true or false?
We rated this mostly false. So there's actually a lobbyist disclosure statement that contradicts Jolly directly. He attended a client meeting in which this legislation was discussed. Now, he'll tell you he didn't actively lobby for the legislation, but actually being at the meeting sort of fit for the characterization of lobbying for the proposal, if you go by the rules of lobbying. So we rated this mostly false.
All right. Well, his announcement this week has set off a chain of events that goes well beyond him. None other than Charlie Crist, the former governor, has said he'll run for Jolly's seat if the upcoming redistricting moves Jolly's district into his St. Petersburg home. So, Amy, PolitiFact must be champing at the bit to have another crack at Charlie, right?
You know, this election is just a win for PolitiFact. We've got so many interesting candidates and so many interesting issues. We're happy for anyone who's getting into the campaign.
Especially Charlie, though, right?
Especially Charlie Crist.
You can see the truth-o-meter go from green to yellow to red several times as we run a whole bunch of different statements through it. PolitiFact Florida is on our website at wusfnews.org.